Get Ready for the Great Reset, Part 1. Have you heard about the Great Reset? Well, you may not have heard of it, but its leaders certainly have an incredibly intricate plan for you and your future. The Reset has been designed by the World Economic Forum for a number of years, and the term has been used specifically since at least 2017. The WEF was also preparing for, quote, a very severe pandemic, unquote, since at least October of 2019. What is the WEF, you ask? According to an article from Forbes, these are, quote, the people who nominally run the global economy, unquote. The WEF was founded in 1971 by Professor Klaus Schwab, who also serves as its executive chairman. Schwab stated this past year, quote, to achieve a better outcome, the world must act jointly and swiftly to revamp all aspects of our societies and economies, from education to social contracts and working conditions. Every country from the United States to China must participate, and every industry from oil and gas to tech must be transformed. In short, we need a great reset of capitalism. Unquote. He went on to say famously, quote, the COVID-19 crisis is affecting every facet of people's lives in every corner of the world. But tragedy need not be its only legacy. On the contrary, the pandemic represents a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world to create a healthier, more equitable, and more prosperous future. Unquote. The WEF is hosting an online meeting the week of January 25 called, quote, the Davos Agenda, unquote. Organizers say that, quote, the Davos Agenda will also mark the launch of the World Economic Forum's Great Reset Initiative, unquote. So what is this all about? According to a video created by the WEF, the future could look considerably different than the present in just 10 years. Here, drawn from the captions on this well-known video, are some of their, quote, predictions, unquote, which we may presume will result from the Great Reset. Quote, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Whatever you want, you'll rent. The U.S. won't be the world's leading superpower. A handful of countries will dominate. You'll eat much less meat. 1 billion people will be displaced by climate change. There will be a global price on carbon. This will help make fossil fuels history. Unquote. To state it simply, the reset will lead the world from nationalism to globalism, from capitalism to socialism, and from liberty to totalitarianism. The ability to drive such rapid and radical change will come from the power of technology. Anyone paying attention has seen ample evidence just within the past week of how such a shift could occur very suddenly. The biggest hindrance to implementing the reset is obviously the United States of America and her citizens' love of liberty as guaranteed in the Constitution. This, of course, will have to change in order for the reset to take full effect. Rebecca Friedman Listner, assistant professor in the Strategic and Operational Research Department at the Naval War College, stated, quote, the future of American leadership will not resemble the past. To lead, the United States must place itself firmly on the side of openness, defending the accessibility of the global commons, promoting the ability of sovereign states to make independent political choices, advancing high standards trade, and fostering international cooperation via modernized international institutions. The world is at a critical juncture, and the opportunity to define the terms of the coming, quote, Great Reset, end quote, will not come again, unquote. Not surprisingly, when President-elect Biden takes office this week, he has told us that his new administration will seek to fulfill a mission that it has in common with the WEF to, quote, build back better, unquote. How might all of this relate to setting the stage for the fulfillment of Bible prophecy in the coming tribulation? And how should we as believers react to it now? We will consider those questions in future installments.